here I am at the most exciting thing that's happened to Chiswick in London for a while. We now have a four-screen cinema on our high road, so this is no ordinary cinema. And I'm here with the manager, Catherine Smith, who is going to tell us all about it. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Firstly, can you describe this amazing building?
Well, firstly, I think it's gorgeous. We describe this building as part of the community for Chiswick. We see the cinema really becoming the centre of the community. It's eco-friendly with our beautiful living wall. We're trying our best to use recycling packaging. It's an amazing building.
It's very glamorous. It's very high spec. Everything's sort of gold,
shiny,
and marble,
peacock
and
feathers kind of colours. Yeah, yes, it's beautiful.
It's really glamorous. You've just shown me around. So people can come here, the public. It's going to open tomorrow. Really exciting, and they can have a drink while they, you know. And we're not talking just sort of Coca-Cola.
No, they can come. They can have a lovely glass of wine. They can have some cocktails to take into the screen. We've got a beautiful selection of wine. And we also have, you know, the regular kind of Coke and lemonade that you can take in. But the selection of cocktails and spritzes that we have is beautiful.
And what about food? If people, can they eat before or after, or can they take food in with them?
They can. We have our usual popcorn and water and Coke that you can take in with you. But we also have Joe and Seth's popcorn, which is a kind of higher end popcorn with some really unique flavours like salted caramel, brie, all types of different flavours. Also, they can take in the sweets. We have some beautiful sweets. They're also sold in Selfridges, that we stock them as well here. And you can also take in, if you'd like, we are planning on having in-service dining in a few months, where you'll be able to have things, interesting things like lamb croquettes and cheese croquettes and sliders that you can take in, but that is for the future.
Yeah. So we'll be able to eat now or soon?
Yes, you can come in and eat. There's a selection of small plates available downstairs, and if you're a founder member, there's a bit more of a substantial food offering up there. But we do plan to eventually have the same food offering everywhere. We just kind of want to see what Chiswick wants from us and see where we are in the market.
And can people just come in and have lunch or coffee here without going to a film?
Yes, they can sit downstairs, they can get a coffee, they can have a nice glass of wine. Before they move on to elsewhere, they don't have to be watching a film.
That's fantastic. So tell me, who's the club for? Who were you thinking about when it was
so
built?
Our members, we were really thinking about the community of Chiswick. That's why we put our founder membership out, and it sold out within a couple of weeks. The response was overwhelming. It's been absolutely fantastic. And then it's for people who really love film and want to come and watch it in a beautiful building with some lovely food and wine offerings. And to become a member, you get various discounts off food and beverages, some free few tickets, and also some previews and priority booking.
So that wouldn't be the founder member, that would be just a member. Sorry, yeah. I shouldn't say just a member, because obviously you get fantastic benefits.
So we have gold, classic and under 25 memberships available.
Excellent. So are you going to show some art house films, blockbusters, films for children?
Yes, we plan to hopefully, before the summer holidays, have some kids clubs that will run on a Saturday, and also we will show art house films alongside the big blockbusters, so we have something for everybody.
And tell me, what about special screenings? Because that's what I used to like in the 80s. I used to go to the Ritzy Cinema and I'd go at midnight and things like that. It was brilliant.
Yes, we're going to try our hardest to get some special screenings. We'll also home of Trafalgar releasings, so we'll have some interesting content to show everybody.
I saw over there there's a sort of something going on, a question and answer Zoom thing, is that right? No,
not for us.
It's not, it was an advert.
It's an advert, yes.
Okay, brilliant. So tonight's a big night because you are officially opening to the public tomorrow.
Yes.
Tell me, you've got some celebrities coming. Can you tell me anyone that you're hoping to come?
I think we've got Jeremy Vine coming, David Putnam is coming, Greg Dyke is coming. So a few exciting celebrities.
Wow, they're big telly people.
Yes.
That's really good. So let me just describe where it is. We're on the high road. We're at the top of Chiswick Lane.
Yes.
For people that want to find it.
Yes, we're directly opposite the Best Western, and we have we're in between Stamford Brook Tube Station and Turnham Green Tube Station. So either station you can go to, and you can get to us on the high road.
You could also just go to Hammersmith and get a bus up.
Yes, you could.
Yeah,
yes.
Really easy to access. What else is going on that's unique here that nobody else is doing, do you think?
We're hoping to get some special screenings. We're a digital cinema, but we also have a 35mm projector. So we're hoping to get some interesting screenings on 35mm eventually once we get started. So there'll be lots of things coming
and
up.
Will that be kind of more interesting quality? Better quality, do you think?
It's interesting with film because it's not necessarily better quality. You get that real kind of edgy feel. It's not as clean as digital, but it's for film lovers. 35mm prints
it's got
are
more depth.
More
probably.
Depth, yeah. And it's the way to watch a film is what I would say. It's there's nothing like it.
And what's your background? Are you in? Have you always been in cinema?
I have. Yes, I've actually previously worked. I started as an usher at Odeon Leicester Square.
Brilliant.
And I worked my way up. With Odeon and with View and Picture House. So
that's
yes.
Fantastic. You've got Archer and Archer.
Yes.
But it's so brilliant because you don't normally hear of people rising in the ranks.
No,
nowadays.
Yes. No, I'm quite proud of it, actually.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. So what's your job as manager here? What does that involve?
Managing, making sure that our staff team deliver the best customer service possible for the people of Chiswick, and also, you know, managing budgets and making sure that we hit our targets, and yeah, just making sure that the customer journey is the best that it could be.
And who makes the decisions about what releases you're going to show? How does that happen?
So we have a discussion. We have a programmer who I have a discussion with each week, and we discuss what's coming out and what we want
and
to show.
And you get a chance to see things before everybody else?
Occasionally, yes.
Oh, brilliant.
What
well,
are the perks?
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. So the website is chiswickcinema.co.uk.
Yes, it is.
And really masses of luck
thank
with
you.
The Chiswick Cinema.
Thank you so much
for coming on to Radio Gorgeous, Catherine Smith.
Thank you.
Is that okay?
Hang on.